This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
In a hartlike goeiemiddag op Kaapse Kansel, Radio Kaapse Kansel, en dis Vrydagmiddag en is op die kop 1 minuut oor 12 en ons is super excited. Ja, ons ook die hele stasie. Super excited om weer eens saam met u te kuier. Ooh, en vandag dink u mos nou ek is alleen, né? Maar ek is glad nie alleen nie. Ek gaan 'n Zoom projek doen met 'n gas en u kan vir ons regtig daarna luister. Dit gaan verskriklik interessant wees. Sy kan ongelukkig nie in die ateljee wees nie. En dan gaan ek vir u vanmiddag vertel wat gaan aan rondom en binne ons gemeenskappe. As ek kan onthou, ek het verlede keer herhaaldelik gesê, e-pos vir my, skakel vir my, laat vir my weet, wat gaan aan en ons saai het vir u uit. Nee, ons is te gewillig om dit te doen, om awareness te doen in ons gemeenskappe, wat gaan aan. En pop in by ons of gesels saam met ons op ons WhatsApp is 0817291657 of u kan vir ons skakel op 0211805744 en as u berading nodig het dan kan u opsie 1 druk of kom pop net in by ons en sê vir ons hallo. Ons is lekker mense by Radio Kaapse Kansel en ek wil ook vir u sê ons vertel vir u van Jesus. Ons vertel vir u van die goedheid van Jesus en hoe u Jesus se hande en voete kan wees te same met ons. So vertel vir die gemeenskap van Radio Kaapse Kansel. Maar ons wil net gou vir u baie dankie sê vir die grace of God wat die afgelope week plaasgevind het. Thank you, family. What an incredible grace-a-thon we had. Thank you to every single person who sowed. Your seed is helping us reach lives, build youth initiatives, and investing in this ministry, Cape Pulpit. Our heartfelt appreciation goes out to you. If you made a pledge and haven't fulfilled it yet, this is your moment. Go ahead and make your payment into the Cape Pulpit bank account and be part of the testimony that is still unfolding. Remember, the seed you sow today becomes tomorrow's testimony. Thank you for standing with us and may God bless you abundantly. En ons sê almal baie dankie. En ons is so super excited. En wanneer jy getuienisse daar buite hoor of van jouself, omdat jy saad gesaai het in Kaapse Kansel, laat vir ons weet. En ons sê dit op die lig, né? Of ons sê dit saam met jy, want ons bid vir jy. En ons sê vir jy nogmaals baie dankie vir een en elkeen wat gesaai het in die Koninkryk van die Here. Ek wil vir jy skrifie lees, Galasiërs 6 vers 2, Galatians 6 verse 2, and it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Community work is about sharing the load and supporting one another. En dit is precies wat ons gaan doen vanmiddag. Luister na wat ander in die gemeenskappe doen, en ons kan help om hande te vat. Nou, ons het ook 'n resep vanmiddag, heerlike vingerlekker hoender, omdat die goed so duur is, soek ons na die goedkoopste goedjies en die maklikste. Tyd is nie altyd aan ons kant nie, so kree pen nader na afloop van ons program, dan kan jy dit neerskryf en maak dit sommer vir Sondag, né? En miskien kan jy sommer net eendag maak een van die resepte in die inkom en sê, dit is een van die resepte wat ek gemaak het. Of as jy resep het wat jy graag met ons wil deel op die lig, of vir my persoonlik, my e-posadres is susan@kpulpit.co.za, dan stuur jy vir my 'n story of jy stuur vir my wat gaan in die gemeenskap. En later vanmiddag na afloop van ons Zoom-onderhoud, dan gaan ek vir jy vertel wat gaan aan in en rondom ons gemeenskap. Onthou wat sê ek altyd? Goeie stories, nie? Positiewe stories. okay, opbouwende stories en die Here gaan vir u seën. Ons vat hande. Ons luister na The Prayer, 'n pragtige lied deur Donnie McClurkin. Hi familie, ons gaan nou praat met Bali en Bali Moto en Bali. Ons gaan nou praat met Bali Moto en dan gaan ons hoor by haar wat doen sy in haar kapasiteit waar sy is. Bali, can you hear me?
Good Bali? Afternoon, Susan.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
Yes,
listen.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, yes. But I don't see you. Is it your side? Your video?
My video here.
Oh,
I am.
There
I
you are. You're so pretty. You're so pretty.
Ah, thank you so much.
Bali, good afternoon. It's good afternoon. Yes, yeah, it's afternoon.
It's afternoon.
Hi, family. We're going to talk to Bali Moto. Do I pronounce your surname correct, ma'am?
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
Okay. And she's going to tell us what is she doing in life or in their community. And Bali, thank you so much. I'm just going to tell the listeners a little about you. Bali Moto is a communications professional with years of experience working across the nonprofit sector. She currently serves as the individual giving communications lead at Ikamva Labantu, where she focuses on building meaningful relationships with individual supporters through storytelling, donor engagement, and fundraising campaigns. In her role, Bali works closely with program teams to share human-centered stories from communities across Cape Town, helping supporters understand the impact of their giving and the difference it makes in people's lives. At heart, Bali believes in communications that is rooted in empathy, dignity, and service, and in using every platform as an opportunity to invite people into meaningful partnership and positive change. So, Bali, good afternoon once again. And you're going to walk with us through your everyday walk, your organization, and their
yes.
stories. So you're going to talk
yeah.
to us about your early child, the early child ECDs, like we know, their programs. Is that correct? And then
yes, that's correct.
The youth and parenting program, older persons like me, Bali, and our people
yes.
and listeners can get involved so that we can be all Jesus' hands and Jesus' feet. Okay,
thank you so much for having me. It is truly an honor to join you today, and a warm greeting to everyone listening, the Cape Pulpit family at home, in your cars, at work, or wherever you may be joining us from today. And thank you so much for the warm introduction. Like Susan has introduced me, my name is Mbali Mota, and I'm one of the team members at Ikamva Labantu, where I serve as the individual communications lead within the communications and fundraising space. For those who are hearing about our organization for the first time, Ikamva Labantu simply means the future of our people. And for over 60 years, Susan, we've worked alongside township communities in Cape Town so that children, elders, and local leaders can thrive and build a shared future. And our vision is just one, is to see communities where children, elders thrive and build our future together. And our mission is to empower local change makers through early childhood development training, safe after school spaces, and dignified elder support so communities can lead and sustain change themselves. So my role specifically is really about listening to the stories and helping people see the human impact behind the work that we do. And as someone also who is guided by faith, Susan, I believe that this work allows me to live out that every single day. I believe that this is a a call. It's a call to serve, to call to notice people, Amen. To listen and to respond also with dignity. I'm often reminded as a child of God, even though the organization itself, it's a multi-faith organization, but I'm often reminded that we are part of this one body and that we are called to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And it's something that I get to do and practice every single day. And so I'm really pleased, and it's such an honor to serve our communities in this way. And just being a bridge, helping to connect what is happening on the ground with the people who feel moved to respond. Mm. And thank you so much again for having me.
Yeah. So Mbolisha, that's already, I can hear, and I can hear that you've got a lot of hats on your head. And that is so important. I love your smile. Anyway, it's contagious.
I'm glad.
So tell us about the Early Childhood Development Program.
Okay, our work focuses mainly on three core programs that support people across their life journey. That's how we see it. When we often talk about an ECD, we say that the beginning of life and later years are supported and communities become stronger. Our early childhood development work recognizes supporting children starts with supporting the elders who care for them. So we start with supporting the adults. By adults, I mean the practitioners and the principals that are part of our programs. So we don't begin with the children alone. We start with practitioners and principal. Our ECD program pioneered experiential hands-on training for principal and practitioners as a scalable way to grow quality preschool in township communities. And through this approach, Susan, teachers get to receive practical support in their own classrooms. Mm. And we help centers meet compliance standards so they can access government subsidies and improve quality. And then we do this because when a practitioner grows, every child in the classroom benefits. And often when I talk about our ECD work, I'm just reminded of the one story that has stayed with me, the story of one little boy who came into our programs. At first, Susan, when he came into our programs, he couldn't speak properly. He struggled to speak clearly and to articulate himself. Mm-hmm. But then because we have trained practitioners who are there and are able to notice all of these things, that practitioner was able to see him, and he was able to notice that need and that that child needs support very early. And through that intervention and the partnerships of the people that we're working with on the ground, he was able to receive the help that he needed. Wow. And over time, his confidence has grown. Hey,
wow.
And today I'm happy to share that he is in primary school. He can speak properly, confidently, and participating fully. And we recently spoken to him, and he dreams of being a policeman. So I'm really pleased to be part of this work. Yeah.
Sure. Mbali, this is one thing I like, is testimonies. And the Bible says, you know, how important a true testimony is. And this is so awesome to see the fruit of your labor. Now, Mbali, just 2 minutes now, then we go to a song, and then you mustn't go away. We will have you back. We just after the song.
I'll stay tuned.
But just tell me quickly, where are you situated in Cape Town? You work
so
all
in
over?
Cape Town, our head office is based in Woodstock. And then we have an ECD center that is situated in Khayelitsha. Okay. And we also have an older person center that's also situated in Khayelitsha. But we're working in different parts of our communities. In total, we work in 17 seniors clubs. And so we're all over Cape Town and in and around the township communities.
Wow. So what you actually saying to me earlier, how you love serving. And I also said, we are called to serve. Isn't that so? And we actually the greatest. We're the greatest in the kingdom. Servants. Mm. Isn't that so? And I'm sure that's what the Bible is saying. So, we will be back soon, Mbali. Don't go away, please. And after the song, we're going to listen to a song. I don't know how much Afrikaans you understand, but the song says, Hierdie huis behoort aan God. A tiny bit.
Just a tiny bit.
Is that correct?
My colleagues always say.
Is it? I'm clever. So yes, and then we will have you back quickly, and then we will talk about the others, the older persons, and how the listeners can get involved with you. But yeah, I'm really thrilled to hear what became of this little boy, out of sort of nothing to someone and being a policeman, so that you can fulfill his dream. See you now.
Yeah.
Back now.
The soundtrack to your life, all day, every day. Cape Pulpit, 7:29 AM.
So now is Imus nog bezig met lunch, and we're busy with Mbali that she's going to continue. She's going to continue with the rest of the project, what she's going to tell us. So Mbali, thank you once again. Thank you, the lady. Oh, she got such a beautiful smile. Mensa, she is so beautiful. She's really so beautiful. The honor is mine to talk to you and to look at you and the listeners out there because you're Facebook Live. Mbali, tell us a little bit about that. Don't you know? You're Facebook Live.
No,
everybody can see you.
I do. You're the Facebook that join
That's
us.
Right. So, yeah, this is our second half with Mbali. She's going to talk to us now about the older persons and how they can get hold of you at the end.
Okay. All right. Thank you again, Susan, for this opportunity. For those who are just joining us, my name is Mbali, and I am one of the team members at Ikambala Bantu. We have about three core programs that we run or that we are running with. And now I just want to tell you a little more about our older persons program. So our older persons program has two models of care, Susan. As you may know, like many elders in township communities support their entire household just on a small
right.
pension,
yes.
while also at the same time they continue to experience isolation, they experience abuse, and they're neglected. Our older persons program has come through as an intervention to some of the needs that are coming through from our communities. So the first model of care is our club-based model, where our seniors come into the club, and when they get to the club, they access nutritious meals, social connections, health services, and opportunities for income generation. And then the second, which is our award-winning Umelwane program, means a friendly neighbor program. It supports our homebound seniors by bringing in our trained community-based workers into the home to provide health care, rehabilitation, and social support. So we introduced this approach because many elders cannot reach services. So services must be able to reach to them, so that we have a dedicated team that goes to their home and look after their need. And just to share briefly, Susan, we have a recent research on elder abuse in township communities. And what our research has really highlighted is that abuse is often hidden and underreported in our township communities, particularly when older persons are isolated. We find that abuse can take many forms, and one of the forms was emotional abuse, physical abuse, neglect, and financial exploitation. Which is why consistent presence is so important.
Yeah.
And so those are just some of the ways that we're trying to come in as an organization to respond to the needs that we're seeing into our communities. And we've seen impact through those people. And sometimes also when I talk about this, I was moved when I joined Ikambala Bantu. But the one story that keeps that I carry with me whenever I go to the townships to go and serve our communities. There are many stories, but just one, Susan, that stays with me is an older woman, our seniors, we call them our seniors, who first came into our clubs after she's coming into our club. She's already looking after the granddaughters and the grandsons. When she came into our club, she was searching for food in bins, you know, and you know what that can do to the dignity of an older person.
Oh.
But But I'm happy also to let you know, Susan, that over time she has been able to find comfort through our clubs, and she found meals, and more than anything, she has found connection and support.
Yeah.
And what she shared when I spoke to her, and when I was going to the township to share the story, she said that the one important thing is that she doesn't feel invisible anymore.
Wow.
She feels seen. She feels supported. Mm. She doesn't feel isolated.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that brings me so much joy in being able to serve our communities and being part of this team at Ikambela Bantu. And just one other simple story, Susan. This one is going to make you laugh. it's just helping elders receive dentures. I often think about it. I still have my full teeth. So maybe people may not resonate, but think about it. If you didn't have any teeth at all, and how that can do to you as an older person.
And you're
young. Sounds small, I know. Yeah. And it really, really does sound small, but it changes their daily lives. Mm. And they're able, again, to be able to eat comfortably, to smile, to speak with confidence. And it's just that. How impact and supporting communities look like. It's just someone showing up, this program showing up and being there, being full seen. We spoke to our founder most recently, Helen Lieberman. Can I please just also maybe share her story and how the whole organization began. So in how the organization began, like I said in the beginning, the organization is about 63 years old. Our founder, Helen Lieberman, when she first went into Langa in one of the townships here in Cape Town during the apartheid era, and she was looking for a young patient that was prematurely discharged too early at hospital. And at the time, she was working as a speech therapist. And at the time, Helen was only 21 years old. She was just one ordinary young person. But when she arrived in the communities, she encountered women who were already holding their communities together, women caring for children, feeding families, and supporting elders with very limited resources.
Wow.
You can just think about it, how hard it was at the time. But what struck Helen at the time was not need, it was strength. She saw strength into this woman.
Wow.
She saw leadership, she saw resilience, and she chose to stay. And there's a moment in her story when she tells the story so beautifully, where she was challenged by the mamas to stay only if she was genuine, to show up with humility and to listen and to walk alongside community rather than to try to lead from the outside.
Yeah.
And that decision changed everything. What began with Helen, with just one person many years ago, has grown into more than 60 years old. And I get to be part of that and to serve that as well. And often when I reflect about Helen's story, I'm reminded that meaningful change often begins with presence, simply choosing to notice, to listen, and to stay. And that spirit still lingers on in our programs every day, how we work today, walking alongside communities and across generations. So for anyone who's listening, and many people who hear about these stories, they often ask how they can become part of the team, how they can become part of this movement, I meant to say. So there's so many other ways where you can support us as an organization. One of the ways is that people can give us a once-off donation. They can become monthly donors, which helps us to create stability for our programs.
Definitely.
Yes, and also to support in other meaningful ways. But, Susan, there's one way that I'm especially passionate about, that we are launching the Pledge Your Birthday campaign. So how it works is, instead of just receiving gifts, you can invite your friends and your family, your colleagues, to contribute towards someone's future in honor of your day. It's just a simple decision, but it connects people directly to impact, and it helps sustain the programs behind these stories. And also, just also to share that Ikambela Bantu is a registered public benefit organization, which means that every donation that is made to our organization qualifies for a Section 18 A tax certificate. And with the financial year and ending, this can be a meaningful time for people already thinking about giving. But the heart of it all, at the heart of it all, this work is not about donation. It's about the people. It's about the communities and the people that we carry. But and just in closing, if I can just say that too often when I think about Helen and when I'm reminded of that she was not an extraordinary person, you know, when she began. She was one young person who chose to notice, she chose to listen and to stay. And that invitation still exists today. You don't have to be remarkable to make a difference. Sometimes right. joining the story begins with one small decision, which is just supporting a program, pledging your birthday, or simply choosing to walk alongside others. And I think as believers in Christ, also that's something that we are encouraged to do. It's just that's the foundation that he had laid for us. Yeah. He took up our transgressions and all the sins that we're supposed, like the pain that we're supposed to go through, he took it up on himself. So this is one of the ways, a practical way on when we can join in as the body of Christ.
Bali,
so, thank you.
Bali, I'll get to you with that information because I want to air it again. And God bless you. We're going to listen to Outrageous Love, which is so powerful with Bali's testimony.
Uplifting talk, hopeful tunes, and you. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
En goeiemiddag, ons is 12:38 en ons het nou met Bali gesels en ons is so dankbaar vir wat hulle doen. Weet jy, my hart week sommer as ek hoor wat mense in die gemeenskap doen en die ekstra myl wat hulle stap. Maar wanneer mense getuienisse hoor, dan het jy rede om op te staan in die oggend om iemand anders se droom te vervul. En hoor wat sê sy? As jy die vroutjie wat gedink het sy het nie familie nie en sy was alleen en op die einde van die dag toe het sy 'n familie geword deur iemand anders wat vir haar in die hand gevat het. En dit is presies wat ons moet doen. Dit is wat Jesus van ons verwag. So as jy daar buite is, gaan ons nou luister na wat gaan in die gemeenskap aan en dan kan jy help hande vat in die gemeenskap daar buitekant. So ons het laat ek net gou eerste hier doen. Ons het 'n projek in Makassa. In Makassa het ons 'n projek wat môre, dit is die 28ste Februarie. Dit is môre, dis Saterdag, die 28ste Februarie en dit begin 17:30 vir 6:00. 17:30 for 6 o'clock. It is in Makassa, the 28th of February, 2026. And you are so welcome to support this project. It's Omega Harvest Ministry International's project. And they say that they have a love and heartbeats Valentine's dinner. Nou, as jy nou lanklaas opgedres het en het lus om op te dres, en jy gaan met 'n partner, nou ek is seker maar nog old school, ek glo die events het partners nodig, maar hulle het ook singles, aanvaar hulle daar as jy enkel is en jy wil nou daar gaan sit, is jy baie, baie welkom. And it's happening this weekend, please support this event. And it's for souls, it's for their building fund, and it's for kingdom changing. So you can contact Pastor Adrian Manuel at 067-614-7481. And this is the nice part of it all that we really like. Who doesn't love blessings? There's prices to amazing prices, Pastor Adrian says, up for grabs. One, win a Country Lodge guest house weekend getaway in Somerset West. Ooh, lekker! And a dinner for two at their world-renowned restaurant. Champagne and chocolates, perfumes, and loads of more surprises at the event. There will also be a best dressed prize. Also, a prize for most tickets sold award and lucky draws all night long. So this is going to be a lekker night. So please, let's take hands, take part in this project. And you know what? Whatever we sow in life, God will bless us. All right, so take somebody out that was never out for long. Or take your wife out, your partner, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. or just a friend to make a special evening and support this beautiful event. It's happening this weekend. It's tomorrow evening from 17:30, half past 5 to 6. Not to 6, but they start at 6. And God will bless you. It will, they promise, it will be an unforgettable night of romance. A four-course gourmet feast with live music, setting the perfect vibe and the amazing prices up for grabs. And then there's a healing service tomorrow, so on Sunday, the 1st of March, at from 4 to 7 p.m. at Kuro Brackenfell. That's free of charge. Everybody is welcome. And you can get to Kuro Brackenfell, 67 Vredefeld Street, for the healing service there. And God will bless you. And then we have email, and I'm going to read it to you. Dear Pastor Susan and the Cape Pulpit team, I hope this message finds you well. On behalf of the 1,300 homeless individuals residing in our shelters, I would like to make a heartfelt request. We believe that the Word of God provides guidance and hope, especially for those who feel lost. Many of our clients have asked for Bibles, and we immediately thought of the wonderful work you are doing through Radio Cape Pulpit. We kindly ask if you can make an appeal for Bible donations during your Friday community outreach broadcast. This would be a tremendous blessing to those in need, and help bring light and direction into their lives. We're looking forward to your response. And family, I just want to say this is so, so vital, important. I remember when I came to the Lord, there was others as well, and others gave to us. So pass this forward. Sometimes we sit with so many Bibles in the house. It can be new, it can be secondhand, but in good condition. And you can bring it to the station. Pastor Shady is doing the shelters, and you can get his info from us. If you can, you know where we are, I'm sure, or you can contact us or WhatsApp us on 0817291657, and also you can get us at the station or get hold of me and Pastor Shady's number. His email address is shady@haven.org.za, or this is the cell phone number 082-381-0384. Or 021-4254-700. Pastor Shady Vela. Oh, Pastor Shady Defan Vela Yadam. But anyway, it's Pastor Shady. So please, please bring your Bibles. Go to the neighbors, ask them for Bibles. A lot of us have Bibles on our phones, and we don't use so many Bibles anymore. So please bring, so that we can be kingdom changers to Pastor Shady and the people in the shelters. They don't work, they trust, they live in on faith, they are on donations, so we can be Jesus's hands and feet. So let's collect Bibles, bring it to the station, contact me, I will pick it up, or I will make a plan to get it by you. And God bless you. Don't just sit there and do our own thing. Let's pass it forward. Let's really take it forward. And then we have AFM Ravensmead in Ravensmead Apostolic Faith Mission AGS Kerk. Hulle het ook 'n event. Hulle het 'n Easter event wat hulle het, en hulle gaan dit hê mense. Waar's die datum nou? Hulle het 'n Easter production. En ek dink ek gaan dit net so bietjie later daai tyd noem, want hulle dit, ek dink is in Maart wat hulle dit, ek gaan vir later die regte datum deurgee. Maar die gaste wat daar gaan optree is Elvira Standili, Heinrich Isaacs, die Lekke Crew, AFM Dance Ministry, AFM Worship Team, AFM Mesquai, en het lyk vir my, hier sal iemand tekkies aantrek, want ek dink die mense gaan koordans, laat die stof staan, met allemaal die gaste wat hulle daar het. O, dis die 28ste Maart, 5 o'clock, doors open at 4, so gaan vroeg, so dat jy lekker plek en plek kry, En in die voorkant, hulle doen dit elke jaar, maar hierdie jaar wil hulle baie graag 'n groter crowd hê. So kom ons gaan daan, ons ondersteun die koninkryk van die Here. Kom ons brei uit, kom ons vat mekaar aan die hande, kom ons support sommer die buur vir ons sê, kom saam, kom sit saam met my en iemand wat nie vir Jesus ken nie, siele is so belangrik mense en ons kan enige event gebruik net om 'n siel na Jesus toe. En ek gaan vir u later sê vir wie kan u kontak by die AFM kerk in Ravensmead. Na die lied wat ons gespeel het, gaan ek vir u sê vir wie kan u kontak. En dan maak sommer nou al reg, versprei die story. Ons hou mos van stories versprei. En ek het in die begin gesê, ons hou van positiewe stories. So in Makassa versprei 'n positiewe story. In Brackenfell, die positiewe story. In Ravensmead, die positiewe storie en ook van die Bybels. Kollek die Bybels, maak hulle mooi, trek hulle bietjie oor as hulle bietjie stikkend is, solank die inhoud leesbaar is, né? Nee? En onthou, bel vir ons en sê sommer vir ons wat jy doen daar buite en die Here seën vir u. Ons gaan luister na Lig my op deur Marsha. En ons is amper klaar met die program wat nog baie hartseer is, want ek het nou heerlik met u gekuier en ek hou daarvan om Vrydag met u te kuier. Nou ek wil net gou noem dat die AFM, die AGS in Ravensmead se kontakpersone wat op die 28ste Maart gaan gebeur, is hulle het so baie mense, hier is Bevan. Bevan se selnommer is 083-229-8507 en dan is daar Abigail 071-975-5810 or the offices, they also got a WhatsApp number 062-608-6345 at their office or 021-933-4946 and let's support the events family, you won't be sorry. En ek dink julle gaan omgee as ek vir u sê trek tekkies aan, want ek sien hoe gaan die stof draai met die event binne in hulle plek. Stof sommer so uit die grond uit, nee, as die heerlikheid van die Here val, dan gaan ons mos aan. En dan die Bybels ook van Pastor Shedrick, vir die homeless mense, en in die shelters en die Here sal u seën. Ons moet nooit dink as ons genoeg het, ons is okay nie. Daar's altyd ander, né? Nee? En ek sê altyd when God has a plan, he needs a man. And you and I are that man and that woman to fulfill God's plan. And then the healing service again of Sonia Jenica France is the host of Sunday, that's this coming Sunday, 1st of March. From 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And then the great Valentine's Love Birds, Heart, Love and Heartbeats project in Makassar. And it's 99 Kudu Street in Makassar. And you can contact Pastor Adrian Manuel on 067-614-7481. Lucky draws, most tickets sold. Best dress prize, champagne and chocolates. Alle lekker goed is daar om te wen. Dinner for two at the world-renowned restaurant. And that's at the Country Lodge Guesthouse. We can get away in Somerset. So you don't need to drive far. You can sommer die Uber vat om daar te kom as jy nie 'n riding het nie. So dis nie 'n verskoning nie. En onthou om jy partner saam te nooi. Of daar is nog tyd om die partner te nooi, nee, dis nog môre. En ek is seker, ek kan by die deur ook regmaak daar. En ek kan vir Pastor André kontak. 28ste, dit is môre om 17:30. En jy moet nou nie vergeet nie, met mooi aantrek, nee. Somtijds is die oudste rok in die kas die mooiste rok. Ok, so moet nie gaan skuld maak nie, mense, ons hou nie van skuld vir gelowiges nie. Maar trek vir jy mooi aan, want daar gaan prys wees om te wen. Nee, en dan lekker kos, om nie by die huis eet nie, want jy gaan a full kos meal, gourmet feast, sê Pastor Adrian Manuel, feast, weet jy wat is a feast, mense, en ek ken die mense, daar is die plek op die tafel vir alles, so baie kos gee hulle, het jy nog hoor, ek praat bietjie sag, want ek wil jy met mooi luister. Okay, en dan gaan ons nou weer na u luister baie. Dankie dat u saam met ons gesels het hierdie Vrydag. Maar moenie vergeet, u kan nog steeds vir ons kontak op 021 7291657 of 021 1805744. En Tinka sê, uit Robertson, uit Susan Worry, so ek het geluister. Onse Susan. Dankie Tinka, ek jou nogal gemis nie. Ek wou 'n riddel gegee, Tinka, en toe sien ek, jy's nou nie heeltyd op nie, maar ons gaan op 'n Vrydag weer vir jou 'n riddel gee, Tinka, spesiaal vir jou, want jy is baie spesiaal. En 'n pragtige naweek vir u as dit reën en u het nou daai mooi rooi rokke aan of wat ook al, gooi maar so warm dingetjie oor, u kan dit binne in die kerk ook afhaal, sodat u nou nie u rok bederf nie. Sit my iets op die kop vir die hare as u nou van die salon afkom, nê? Ja, en geniet dit al hierdie projekte. Die Here seën vir u. Mooi naweek, geseënde dienste. Ons sien u weer volgende Vrydag. Ons speel uit vir u met First Love, that is instrumental, en onthou die resep.
Die klanke van die lewe, die heel dag, elke dag. Kaapse Kansel, Kaapse Kansel, 729 AM.
En nou het ons 'n heerlike vingerlek hoender. 100 gram gaar hoender in blokkies gesny. 100 gram gaar noedels. 50 gram eie, baie dun gesny. 'n Halwe gekerfde groen rassie, green pepper. 1 groot tamatie opgekap. 2 groot blaarslaai blare. Dan kom dit met 'n saus. 10 ml suurlemoensap, 50 ml slaai saus, 3 ml sout, vars gemaalde swart peper en 1 ml gedroogde oregano. Dan maak ons so. Meng die hoender, noedels, eie, groen rassie en tamatie saam. Klop die bestanddele vir die saus en gooi dit oor die hoender mengsel. Meng liggies om te bedek en skep dit op 2 blaar slaai blare. En daar het ons 'n heerlike somer vingerlekker hoender gereg.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 AM. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.